Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas and thank you for joining us. So, if you've not heard our previous podcast, which is a review of the year 2021 and kind of what I might be thinking in 2022, it was very kind of a quick overview, but really nice at the same time. Like, I did cover a few things. You might want to just click on the profile and like go back and just look one episode below this one. It's really, really good. Also, while you're there, you might want to also subscribe. Today, I'm going to be talking about another review, but it's kind of my podcast review according to Anchor or Spotify, and it's my actual reaction to what they're sending me. So, yeah, let's get straight into. So please do consider hopping over to that other podcast, like I've mentioned. I'm going to go through this as a podcast. I think there will also be like a video version, and I'm still open to kind of saying, look, I'm still trying to figure that out. But I'm going to sort of describe to you what I can see, which is this Spotify kind of thing. And it does start off by showing you this kind of initial kind of screen of what's going on. I'm just actually looking at it now and I'm just trying to figure out what's my screen because I'm looking at the screen. It's quite weird. So when we click on this banner that Anchor.fm or Spotify display to us, it comes up with this loading screen. And the loading screen is great, but it just sort of gives you the screen that kind of says, oh, welcome to your 2021 wrap. So it's a great little introduction. And when you click let's go, it takes you through some interesting bits. So the first thing it kind of says is, first things first, you had lots of firsts this year. And that was kind of evident in that I have had lots of firsts. Like, apparently that's when I started the podcast. And it then brings up, I didn't realize this actually, but so on the 8th, March the 8th, I released something called the Digital March, the return, because I was kind of returning to podcasts because I did it for a bit and then I stopped. And I think the Digital March refers to me doing the podcast in March, kind of obvious thing to do, I suppose. And then we kind of click next, and apparently I was really shocked with this. So the show made some new friends, apparently. So the people listening to my streams weren't just American or British. Apparently they were from around the world, and the first streams came from Belgium, which, I mean, I'm just shocked at Belgium, really? Like, I've got European friends. I think it's brilliant that podcasts are far more accessible and that my podcasts personally are being shared in Belgium. I'm shocked, surprised, and really pleased at the same time. Then it kind of moves on to this other slide of, you had some impressive growth. And I didn't realize my podcasts had grown, like how they've grown, but in a way the statistics are obvious. Like, the followers and listeners, 100%, mainly because I didn't have any and I recruited a few. So, I mean, if I've got three new followers, then obviously that's like 100%. Well, it's not. I don't know. Is that 100%? Yeah, that's kind of 100%. But apparently the hours and the streams are much more than that. So the streams are 137% and the hours listened to are 260, which kind of means that the content has unique listeners who then watch multiples or listen multiples, which is really cool. And then it kind of, so it's got five sections and we've gone through like two of the sections, and the third section has this circled icon. So they've got into this idea of planets and space. So it's saying, oh, we've got this, everything's out of this world. Here's how your fans around the globe listen to you. And then on the next stream, apparently 40% of my fans listen to me between 5 p.m. and 11 p.m., which to me seems like an entire day. But the more I think about it, it's not. It's like, it's a window of time, but it still feels quite big. 6, 7, 8, 9. Like, this whole 6 hours feels like a really big time gap. And I'm actually surprised because I'm not sure where the analytics for that are kept if I wanted to go back and rely on them. I can't remember seeing specific information like that on the current analytics dashboard. So it'd be great to sort of have a look at that, I guess. Apparently, I released over 1,039 minutes of content across 62 different episodes. Please remember to drink water, okay? I'm going to drink some water. It's reminding me. So, yeah, sometimes I drink tea, sometimes coffee, sometimes water too. And there we have it. Evidence that the postman can definitely stop you in your tracks. Sorry about the door knocking there. I'm not going to edit that out because it's kind of nice to know that I'm human. And so some of the other things on this Spotify kind of review that they gave of me, as you go to the next screen, just says, thank you for sharing. And actually, funnily enough, that's kind of the end. What I am going to do is that at the last bit of the review, it moves on to 5 of 5, the last bit where it says you can share the link. So I'm going to get the link and I'm going to pin it to my Twitter. So when you see this or watch it or hear this podcast, whatever, then you listen to this podcast. There'll be a video version as well for you to see if you want to see that. And also have a look at Twitter at Tea and Toast and join me over there. Let me know what you think. And if you've got any topics, ideas, questions, anything, then you should probably share them on there. And that'll definitely go into some of my thoughts and planning for the year ahead.